今天很高兴能够请到菲牧师师母在我们当中。他们在台湾宣教有45年。他常在，有时候他回来的时候都会来到我们这里。前几年呢，我说下一次你回来的时候要提早告诉我。
Few years back, I told him next time when you come back, please let me know.
所以这次我们很高兴请到他来到我们当中分享神的话。
So, please let me know us today to share God's words.
请分牧师。
Pastor Freeman.
There you go. Oh, there it is.
Thank you.
They're calling me? No. Oh, thank you so much. I have a cane. It wasn't made in Taiwan, and it wasn't made in China. It was made in Israel.
感谢大家，我手里面这只拐杖不是台湾造的，也不是中国造的，是以色列造的。
I thank Brother Dennis so much. You know, He knows I'm very nervous today, so that's why I didn't tell him every time I came back, because he asked me to come, and so I'm very glad to be here.
感谢王牧师，他知道我今天来有点紧张，所以感谢有这个机会和大家在一起。
Normally, in Taiwan, a lot of times, I'm the translator, not the speaker.
在台湾，我经常是翻译的人，而不是说是在给大家讲道的人。
And my wife told me this morning, she said, now, don't make me lose face.
我的太太早上告诉我，好好讲，不要让我丢脸。
I said, if I make you lose face, Brother Dennis loses face. And that's...
我告诉她，如果让你觉得丢脸，那也会让牧师也感觉到颜面无光。
But thank you so much for all of this. We've come to this church for a long time, as you said. Way back in the days, before even on this property, before we went to Taiwan, we came here, and we thought that we'd learn Chinese. And then we found out that you can't learn Chinese. God has to help you with Chinese. It's too much.
已经在这教会很多年，甚至说我参加的教会是在这个教会现在的堂址之前。当时我们想学中文来到教会，后来发现中文没有圣灵，没有神的带领是没有办法学的，太复杂了。
But we thank you so much for all the hospitality all these years, and it's been really great to always have a place where we could come when we came back.
感谢神让我们这么多年一直是在这教会得到欢迎，每次我们回来都可以和大家相聚。
As Pastor said, we have been in Taiwan. We've been there since 1979, so this year is 45 years.
自从1979年就在台湾宣教，今年是第45年。
And we have lived in Hong Kong, we lived in Dongguan in China, and we visit often now Malaysia.
我们曾在香港也在中国的广东，去在那里边，去过那边也经常去，到亚洲各个地方去宣教。
And in all these places, we were with Chinese people.
我们到的每个地方都是和中国人在一起。
Began at an orphanage in Taidong, Taiwan, called the Home of Onesiphorus, a polio home.
我们开始的时候是在台东，台湾的台东，有一个孤儿院。
And that is where I had to learn to curse in Chinese in order to take care of the children.
在那个时候，我学会了用中国话来骂那些孩子们，能够以至于可以能够照顾这些孩子们。
Today we work with a group, many times, most of the time with a group called World in Need.
我们现在是和一个组织叫世界 需要的组织一起来同工。
And a local group of doctors and professionals and things that sometimes travel to these countries and take care of children and things like that. And we are helping them with the, it's a home school ministry for children who are in wheelchairs or can't get out or even autistic children, blind, deaf, in their homes. And so we go to many homes.
这个组织有很多的很多的医生和很多的专业人员，他们到世界的各地去帮助那些有需要的孩子们，尤其是一些需要在家里边那种家庭学校的孩子们，他们可能是坐的是轮椅，有些是有自闭症，所以这些医疗这些工作人员，他们直接到家里边为这些孩子服务。
And so we appreciate your prayers very much as we do this ministry now.
感谢你们线上的祷告。
Our children grew up in Taiwan in the schools and they've graduated. Our grandchildren have actually graduated and all of them, they're starting to get married. Four of them are already married.
我们的孩子们都是在台湾长大，现在已经四个孩子已经成家。
So we are old in the body, but young in heart.
所以我们虽然是体力上面日渐衰，但是我们心里边依旧年轻。
And we always appreciate the prayers and the fellowship of all God's people.
感谢神的子民为我们的祷告。
In the scripture that you just read, it talks about a time where Jesus put something, he had something put in the Bible that took place in a short period of time, and in all of his life, he never went back to this place.
刚才经文讲到了耶稣在他的传道过程中就有一段的经历，他来到这个地方，他以后再也没有回去过这个地方，是非常特别的一段。
So, I don't know how we move the slide. Is this it? I'm supposed to do this?
We can do it for you too.
You can do it for me. You better do that. I don't want Brother Dennis to lose face.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to know how to do this, but is that it? It didn't work. Oh, there it is. Okay, there you go. So, after Jesus had done three miracles in a place called Capernaum, he traveled south to a city called Nain.
耶稣在他行了三个神迹之后，他像去了一个叫拿因的城。
And so when you're reading your Bible, you'll see he preaches a sermon on the mount and he heals a leper and then he heals a man's servant. You remember all of that? And that's what he did just before he made a trip to this city.
在这个之前他行了三个神迹，大家在经文里边可能记着，他有在有他的八福的宣道，还有治疗了一个有一个大麻风的人。
And so he goes to the city, and this city is built kind of on the mountain slope there, and I visited where it is, and it's rocky places, and there's a main road there that goes, so there's a lot of people that go by it, but the city is kind of up off to the side.
这个城市被岩石所包围，中间有一条主路，很多人在那条路上行走，所以要通过这条路到那个城里边。
So if you're from Taiwan, you'll understand this. It's like traveling from Taidong to Hualien, and all the little mountain roads have a little, goes up to a little village up there, like Guanshan and all those villages.
你从台湾人可能会很熟悉这个地形，从台东到花莲，依山而行，有一条小路，然后你到山上的旁边一个城镇。
And in this story, I've seen three things that Jesus reveals about himself, the way he works in our lives even today.
在这个故事里边，向我们显现了耶稣他的三个特质，他的三个在我们生命中。做工的方法。
Now the first thing that you notice then is that when Jesus arrives, he arrives unnoticed by anyone.
第一点呢，我们注意到耶稣是悄悄的来，没有被任何人注意到。
And so as he's making his way up, the Bible just tells us that he went up to this city, and there was just one road that went up to it. And as he's coming up to the gate of the city, there's a female coming out the gate.
圣经里边记载，他和人群一起向这个城镇走。当走到这个城 的时候，他看到一个葬礼的行军队伍。
And even though he had preached the Sermon on the Mount and healed people in other places, a leper, and in those places like Capernaum, he might have been very famous. But when he came to this place, he wasn't famous. Nobody noticed him. Nobody saw him coming and began to worship him. Nothing like that.
之前他在山上在讲八福，之后又治一个大麻风的人，在那个地方他可能会很有名，但是在这个地方新的城市新的小城镇没有任何人认识他。
There were some reasons that he arrived unnoticed, but remember the Bible has a verse in it that says that Jesus Christ in Colossians 1:15, he was the image of the invisible God.
这里边大家不认识他可能有几个原因啊。首先呢是我们看到哥罗西书一章十五节里面记载，爱子是那不能看见之神的像。
And so it is today in those people's lives, when Jesus first begins to approach them, they don't notice him.
就像我们现在的生命中，当耶稣向某些人显现的时候，我们并没有注意到他。
Now in this village, the reason that they probably didn't notice him coming right away was because nobody knew him.
在这个小城大家都不认识他，可能的原因就是没有任何一个人见过他，听过他的事。
Their town was out of the area on a mountainside, and they worked in the fields there and things, but no one knew who Jesus was. And so, of course, if you don't know someone, well, you don't pay attention to them, right?
这个小城在山上，所以呢，也不是在一个很繁华的地方。如果没有人认识他，大概没有人会向他打招呼。
And even you yourselves, maybe this week you passed by thousands of people, and you never stopped and looked at them and talked to them because you don't know them.
就像我们在每天的生命中，这一周你可能遇到过上千的人，但是你不会停下来。如果你不认识那个人，就停下来和他打招呼。
So when you don't know Jesus, never notice him.
当你不认识耶稣的时候，你就根本看不见耶稣的存在。
But as all of you know, once you come to know Jesus, you see him everywhere.
但就像我们在座的人知道，当你认识耶稣之后，你会在耶稣，你会看到耶稣在我们生命中的方方面面都是在那里。
It's very similar to your friends here. When you know someone well, when you see them at a distance, you notice them when they're coming to see you.
就像你的一个朋友，你认识你这个朋友，即使这朋友在远处很远的地方，你一眼就可以认出他。
If you're not a Christian today, you probably haven't noticed Jesus in your life yet.
你不是个基督徒，你可能在生命中还没有认识耶稣。
And yet the Christians around you, they're always telling you, "Oh, Jesus Christ did this for me, and the Lord blessed me," and because they notice, He's there because they know Him.
那些认识耶稣的基督徒，他们在宣告生命中。耶稣在生命中，耶稣对他们做了各种各样的事情，因为他认识耶稣。
The next reason they didn't notice him is because the lady didn't notice him because the crisis in her life was too big.
这个寡妇没有认识耶稣，是因为她生命中经历一个非常大的危机。
She was a widow, the Bible says, so it means her husband had already died.
她是一个寡妇，那就是说她丈夫已经过世。
And now she was having the funeral for her only child, her son.
现在呢，她要埋葬她自己亲生的唯一的儿子。
And all of us can relate to how heavy the grief must have been in her life.
我们可以想象这个母亲她的生命中经历多么大的痛苦。
And when you have this kind of grief in your life and this kind of burden in your life, you tend to always look for the people that you know and are your friends.Because you need some familiar things to find the comfort.
我们可以想象，当经历这样大的危机、这样大的悲痛的时候，他首先可能要找他一些熟悉的人和朋友、熟悉的事，在心里边能够找到一些安慰。
And so it is in our world also today.
那么在这个时候，我们现在的生命中也是很相像的。
Sometimes you don't notice Jesus nearby you because you just lost your job.
你可能没有注意到耶稣，因为当你失去工作的时候，你可能意识不到耶稣就在你身边。
If you're a student, you just failed the test.
或者是一个学生，你刚考试刚被当掉。
or you just got sick.
或者是你生了一场大病,
or perhaps even like this lady, someone in your family has passed away. Crisis keeps you from seeing Jesus Christ.
或者像这个寡妇一样, 可能你家里某一个亲人过世, 所以这生命中的悲痛让你的眼睛蒙蔽, 看不见耶稣。
Final thing to think of, they probably didn't notice him because he was in a crowd.
第三点呢, 人们看不见他, 也可能是因为他在人群之中。
You have to know someone well to pick them out of a crowd.
可能是要从人群中把一个人认出来, 那一定是你对这个人很了解, 认识得很深。
One of the things that Satan does in most of our lives that we never consider is sometimes in order to hide Jesus from us, he multiplies things and multiplies many people and many gods. And then we have to find Jesus in the midst.
有的时候魔鬼在我们的生命中, 他为了把耶稣藏匿起来, 让我们看不见他, 他说造了更假神或者各种各样的假象来迷惑我们。
So when Jesus approached, the people looked out and they saw a crowd, but he was just one of many. And many people, especially Taiwan, Asia, China, everywhere we've been, they think, when they think of Jesus, they put him in a crowd, and he's just one of the good prophets, or one of the gods, or one of the religions, that's all.
在很多地方, 尤其是亚洲很多地方, 他们把耶稣当成各种各样很多的那种神之一, 或者各种那种神能之一, 所以他是在一群里边的一个, 把他看成是唯一的。
So I tell you this today, from the story, if you have not noticed Jesus near you lately, just be sure to understand this, that he is always close by.
最近从这个故事中我们学习到当最近你没有意识到你身边耶稣在你身边的时候你要想想其实耶稣每时每刻都在你的身旁。
There is no doubt that this lady, the Jewish woman, had cried out to her God for help when her son passed away.
这里毫无疑问, 这个犹太的寡妇, 当她儿子死的时候, 她肯定真是向她的神一直在哭求。
In fact, she had probably cried out to God when he became sick.
而且很可以想象, 她在儿子生病的时候, 她可能就一直在向神哭求。
But she had no idea that when she cried out to God for a sick child that was going to die, Jesus, probably 45 to 50 miles away, was on his way to go where she lived.
这个母亲可能不知道, 当她在为她那个生病的孩子在哭求祷告的时候, 耶稣就是在 40-50公里, 40-50英里之外, 正在向她这边来行进。
If your life has burdens now in a crisis, Jesus is on the way.
你生命中现在有重担, 有很多的, 负担的时候, 要意识到耶稣正向你走过来。
The second thing I want you to notice is in verse 13 and 14.
第二点, 从第, 13节, 14节, 我们可以看到,
verse 13 especially says, when he saw her, he had compassion on her, and he said to her, weep not.
在第13节, 耶稣看到这个寡妇, 他心生怜悯, 跟他说, 不要哭。
The second thing to think about is this. Not only did he arrive unnoticed, but when he spoke, he said the unexpected.
我们注意到他, 这个时候不光是来到跟前, 而且他来的时候, 当他说话的时候, 他说的是让人意想不到的话。
This is a funeral.
这是一个葬礼。
If you were ever going to cry, that's when you cry.
那个葬礼就是如果你要哭,就是哭的时候。
The Jewish people had all kind of laws about how to mourn people. Chinese do, right? You wear black. These things, right? We all have that in our societies, how we mourn for the dead.
犹太教的习俗有很多去怎样去悼念死去的人的一些习俗, 中国的习惯也有很多。
And Jesus coming up, never met this woman, and his first words to her were not, I feel your pain. His first words for her were not, it will be okay. His first words were like a soft command out of love. Don't cry.
当耶稣来到这寡妇跟前, 他并没有说, okay, 我感受到你的悲哀, 请你能够节哀。这个时候他是用一个非常温柔的语气说, 不要哭。
All you parents said that to your children when they were little, didn't you? Don't cry.
这些是我们作为父母的时候，可能对于孩子小的时候说，安慰孩子说别哭。
When my mother said it to me the first time, I remember looking back at her and saying, "It hurts."
我还记得在我小的时候，当我妈跟我说别哭的时候，我跟我妈妈讲，这个疼得很厉害。
Jesus says the unexpected.
耶稣说了那种大家想不到的话。
In Matthew 9, that's where there's an account where they brought a sick man to him on a bed. Do you remember that miracle? And they broke the roof up and let him down.
大家记得在耶稣在圣经中记载啊，人们把一个非常一个生病的人从屋顶掉下来求耶稣医治。
And they're expecting Jesus to say something to heal this man. And you know what he said? He said, "Be of good cheer, be happy. Your sins are forgiven."
当大家都希望耶稣跟那个人讲治愈这个病的时候，耶稣没有那样说，而是说你的罪得到赦免，你要庆祝你的罪得到赦免。
And the Bible tells you that everybody got mad.
圣经记载到每个人都很生气。
Mad because they thought he said the wrong thing.
因为大家很生气，因为耶稣说的不是他们想听的话。
Throughout the whole Bible, Jesus always said the unexpected.
圣经里面一直在记载，耶稣经常说让我们意想不到的话。
Now I could relate to that as a missionary.
作为一个传教士，我能够非常深切体会这个情景。
I have said some things in Chinese that no one expected.
我曾经中文讲过一些话，是大家非常非常觉得出人意料的。
I remember the time they called on me to give like a lesson or a sermon to young people at a youth camp.
我记得有一次，我被邀请在一个青少年的营会上面做一个讲道。
Now I personally believe when you get to heaven, Jesus will make all Chinese learn English.
非常相信，当人们到天堂的时候，耶稣会让所有的中国人要学英文。
Because the tones in your language to Americans are terrible, you know. Because
中文的四声对一个美国人来说，基本上是非常难学的。
So they have given me the verse Romans 12:1. That's what the pastors told me I should speak on.
我当时让我们讲，他让我讲罗马书十二章一节。
One of the verses in there says living sacrifice.
那里边的一个经文的一个词就是活祭。
You see, you understand that, right? But to us, it's very close to the Chinese word turkey. Right? Turkey is pronounced what?
火鸡.
Yeah, you see that? You see that? Right?
这个你看，一说的话大家都明白，但是这和在外国人在美国人听起来就和火鸡的是一个发音。
See, this is why my wife is afraid she'll lose face when I get a fear. Okay? I'm just telling you.
这就告诉我太太为什么很紧张，我在人面前会丢脸。
So I got up and I said, when you become a Christian, what you need to do is become a turkey.
是我在您面前站起来跟大家说的话，当你成为一个基督徒的时候，你需要做的一件事情就变成火鸡。
Now all young people on earth,are all the same when it comes to certain things.
所有的年轻人在世界上所有年轻人当面对某一件特定的事情时候，他们的反应是一样的。
Young people want to watch their parents and adults lose face.
年轻人喜欢看他们生命中的成年人或者他们的父母在人前颜面尽失。
So when I said you need to become a turkey, the Chinese young people,and then some of them said, "Amen."
当我说你们成为基督徒的时候，你们就要成为火鸡。然后这些年轻人，甚至有一些人竟然说起了阿门。
So I thought I must have said it correct.
所以当时我很确信，我当时讲的肯定是很对的。
So I said in the sermon, I said, "Jesus wants you."To learn to talk like turkeys.
所以我一直在那个讲道的时候在讲，耶稣希望你讲话的时候能够像火鸡一样讲话。
He wants you to learn about Turkey.
他希望你结婚和另外一个伙计去结婚。
Train children to be a turkey.
训练你的孩子成为伙计。
So you see, sometimes we don't expect what the Lord says, right?
所以有的时候你没有办法能够猜出神在说的是什么话。
But Jesus said the unexpected with a purpose in mind.
但是耶稣说出令人意外的话，其实他的有一个他的目的。
Think of these three things about when he spoke.
你想象他说话的时候，想想这三件事。
First of all, when he said weep not, he said it in love.
他是以爱来说话。
Because you see, he knew what he was going to do.
他知道他要做什么事。
So he knew there's no need to weep.
所以说他知道他做这件事情你不需要哭泣。
The second thing was he said it to her personally.
第一件事情他是以非常亲就是那种以个人的方式跟他说话。
He didn't say it to the crowd.
他没有向人群去讲话。
He said it to her.
而是直接就向他亲自的就讲话。
And if you're not a Christian, may I tell you, the most glorious part about Jesus Christ, the God we serve here, is that he's personal.
当你还没成为基督徒，你要知道，基督徒经历的神的一件方面，就是神亲自和你说。
He speaks to you by name.
他称呼你的名字，和你直接说话。
And the last thing was, he spoke it in truth.
那么第三点就是他以真理来说话。
He didn't lie to her.
他没有向他去撒谎。
But when he healed the man and said, your sins are forgiven, why would he say that?
当他治疗那个从藤顶上落下来的那个人治疗他的时候说你的罪被赦免，他为什么这样说呢？
Because Jesus knew that forgiveness of your sins is better than anything else that you can ever get, because it allows you to go to heaven.
因为耶稣知道你的罪得赦免比得到任何的医治都最重要，因为这可以让你进到天堂。
Most people around, meaning most people that know that saw Jesus come here would have thought he arrived too late.
很多人认为耶稣来的时候，耶稣来的太晚了。
Do you ever think that?
你有没有时候会这样去想？
You're like me, right? When you pray for something,You want it now.
你可能像我一样，当为一件事情祷告的时候，你需要现在就得到答案。
Nobody prays and says, "Lord, I would like to have a new job in about 10 years."
没有人向神祷告说 ，OK， 神啊，我希望在10年以后拿到一个新的工作。
Nobody prays and says, "Lord, heal my sickness in about 3 months."
没有人向神祷告说，神啊，求你医治在3个月以后医治我的病痛。
But Jesus actually was right on time saying the right thing.
但是耶稣真正的时候是在这个合适的时间说了合适正确的话。
And the final thing I want you to see was this.
最后一点我希望大家看到的是
After he came unnoticed and he said the unexpected, what he did was the supernatural.
那么他悄然而来说了令人想不到的话。那么他下一件事情做的是他行了超自然的事。
Sorry, I forgot this. He does the supernatural.
他做了那种超自然他想象的事。
Now the Bible tells you in the story that Jesus went over and touched the bier. And a bier is, it's not a casket, it's kind of like a stretcher, alright? Like in the military, we used to, when we,carry people off the battlefield. We put them on a stretcher. And, I'm sure they do it in some countries today too. We tied them on there. Because even if they were already deceased, you tie it on because when you're carrying it, you don't want it to fall off. So the first thing Jesus did is the Bible says he went over and he touched it.
这里边讲到耶稣第一件事情他去绑这个死人的这个单像一个担架一样。因为像过去的习俗像甚至在军队一些阵亡的一些战士抬下去的时候都把这个尸体绑在那个担架上面，这样抬的时候不会掉下去。所以耶稣做第一件事情去摸那个抬死人的担架。
You can imagine how the people there were. I mean, here's this man that no one really knew. He walks up to the widow and he says something that, according to their belief, shouldn't be said.
You don't tell a widow not to cry for her son. And then he steps over and touches this thing where they're carrying the body and makes everybody stop.
所以耶稣在这个想象一下这个情景，耶稣这个谁也不认识的人来到这个寡妇面前，告诉这个哭泣的寡妇说不要哭。下一刻又伸出手，向那个抬死人的那个担架又去摸了一下。
Now at this point, the people who followed him are probably saying, "We got the wrong guy. This isn't the Messiah."
这边可以想象，跟随耶稣这些人肯定说，我们肯定是认错了，这肯定不是那个救世主。
They're probably thinking of saying, "I don't know who this man is."
甚至可能会觉得，对我说，我不是这个人。
Because he's doing something that shouldn't be done unless you are really the Son of God.
他做了一种常人不可以想象的事情，违反常规的事情，除非他是真正的那个救世主。
Always remember this. Jesus' hands in the Bible always touched people and things that nobody else would touch.
我想记住，在圣经里面记载，耶稣的手经常是摸一些不允许摸的人或事。
When Jesus did a miracle, there was a leper, you remember that? And he said, "If you want to, you can make me clean." And your Bible says this. And Jesus went over and touched him. And then he said, "I will make you clean."
我们记住，我们想象在圣经里面记载，耶稣在治愈那个麻风病人的时候，首先手去摸那个麻风病人，然后。
Being not a drug addict, it's very hard to put your arm around a drug addict and pray and love them.
你自己不是个瘾君子，你把你的手放在另外一个瘾君子的身上，说为他祷告，说我爱你。
The devil tells you, "Oh, you'll get sick. They have a disease."
那么魔鬼会告诉你，不要接触这个人，因为你可能被传染，你可能会得上这个病。
But Jesus never met a person that he couldn't touch.
但耶稣没有遇到任何一个他不愿意触摸的人。
Here's what he said. He said in 1 Thessalonians 4:13, "I wouldn't have you be ignorant concerning them which are asleep." He touches this dead body because he wants everyone to know that when the person dies, he's in charge still.
在提撒罗尼迦前书4:13讲的，论到睡着的人，我不愿意兄弟们不知道，怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。他想向人们，就是证明他这些他愿意去触碰那些不愿意，不会被触碰的人。Think
of these things when you think of Jesus doing something supernatural.
当耶稣做那些超自然的事情的时候，我们可以思想一下。First,
it was disruptive.
首先呢，这是非常的不合常规。
When Jesus does something in your life that's supernatural, he will interrupt your life.
当耶稣在你的生命中做那些超自然的事情的时候，会打乱你的节奏。
You have a plan in this direction, and when Jesus interrupts it, something from heaven is going to come.
你可能有你自己的计划，当耶稣要做在你生命中做事的时候，他会打断你的计划。
Then most of the time, as in this case, what Jesus did was not normal.
在这种情况下，耶稣做的事情不是常人所希望做到的。The
people weren't ready for something like this to happen.
那些人呢，根本没有任何准备去看他即将看到的神迹。So
here's what the story tells you. He stops the buyer, he touches it, and the men stop.
这个圣经告诉我们，他停下了这个葬礼的队伍，去前面摸这个抬死人的担架。
Then he does something even more crazy. He speaks to the dead body and says, "Get up."
而且他做了一件更让人难以想象的事情，他向那个死人说话，站起来。
Now, if you were standing there watching a guy who just said the wrong thing to the widow, and he just touched this dead man's stretcher, and then he's talking to the dead man, you would probably have thought, "This guy has lost it. He is shunting being.
你是想象一下，当时你是在人群中的一个人，你看到这个人来，向这个寡妇说了不该说的话，然后摸了他不该那些抬死人的担架，他竟然向这个死人说话站起来，所以你会想，这个人肯定是神经上有毛病。
But the beauty of it follows, and it says this, and the young man sat up and began to talk.
这里边非常这个超自然的事情，当耶稣说了这句话之后，这个年轻人坐了起来，开始说话。So
his talking gave proof that he was alive.
说话证明他已经复活，他是真的活人。
Now, what I'm going to say is not really written in the scripture. It's written in other places, like John 11 and stuff. And so, in my mind, it looks like this. Because the dead man would have been wrapped like a mummy or buried in a cave. And what they would do, they wrap them in a mummy, and then they put a cloth over their face, right? And that was so that if they made a mistake, he could breathe, all right?
这个在这段经文里面讲，但是其他的福音书里面讲到，你想象这个情况，这个死人在担架上肯定是被绑起来，而且他们是在埋葬的时候，可能就在脸上盖了一个布巾，也就是他没死的话，他还可以去说话。So
what this implies to us is this, that Jesus not only touched the bier and spoke to the dead, but he must have untied the ropes that were holding this person down.
所以我们想象说，这里边肯定是不光是抬死人担架，跟他说，而且肯定是有这个死人有把那个绑绳解开。
And probably it means that when he sat up, that Jesus touched him and helped him sit up, and then removed the bandages from around him, and probably gave him his own coat, so that he could give him to his mother.
说你想一下，耶稣在那个时刻可能是把他松绑之后，甚至可能是用手把他扶他坐了起来，而且呢，把他身上的裹尸布也解下来，甚至可能把自己的外衣给他穿上，他可以去能够合体的去见他的母亲。
So in other words, it wasn't just disruptive, not normal. It was life-changing what happened to this young man.
他做的耶稣做的这些事情，仅是不合常规，让人想象，而且是彻底改变生命的一件事。He
gave him life and gave him to his mother.
他给这年轻人生命，而且把这个年轻人还给了，就交到他的母亲手里。Now
that's so much like us today.
真的就像我们今天一样。We
pray for our parents to be saved.
为我们的父母祷告，让祷告求他们得救。
I've been in many Christian families that Christians in the church there and weep with them for their parents, their mother and father, their grandparents, even their own children to be saved.
在教会里看到很多弟兄姐妹非常的痛心的为父母孩子们祷告，愿他们得救。
And sometimes they become Christians out of the blue.
他们有的时候是在非常极端情况下成为了基督徒。
You didn't see a lot, but you know this, that Jesus Christ spoke to them, and they had life, and they sat up.
细节当中知道这个耶稣是跟这个讲话，然后给他生命，他成为一个活人。
We had a little girl named Yang Jinbao.
我认识一个小女孩叫杨金宝。
And I remember another missionary, his name was John Ford. We went there because she had been hurt in an accident and also had polio, and so we were going to bring her to the orphanage to live.
和另一名传教士去探访这个小女孩，她在一个事故中受伤，而且还有小儿麻痹，我们准备接她到孤儿院里边。
And then the parents, it was in the countryside, and so the parents very superstitious, and they let us in, but then they kind of walked away, and they just pointed to where she was, and so we went over, and John was a little older. I was the young guy, so I went and picked her up, and we thanked him and stuff, and we tried to talk to them for just a minute before we left with their daughter.
确实是在一个非常小的村庄里边，这父母肯定是很迷信，我们进了那个房间之后，父母指了一下那个病的孩子躺的地方，然后就站得远远的，当时这个父母是另外一个乘客，是他年长，我是年轻，所以我去把这孩子抱了起来。
And I remember the father saying to me, take the child, she's cursed.
我记得当时他的父亲跟我讲，孩子你不走吧，他是受咒诅的。
I asked him just one question. I said, does your God love you?
神爱你吗?
Your God was Mazu.
他的神是马祖。
You know, and there's all over the house and things. And I said, does Mazu love you?
这马祖神爱你吗?
And he just said, go, go.
他只说了一句，赶紧走，赶紧走。
So, took him to the polio home, and made braces for her, and she learned to walk, and she started going to school.
然后就给他造了那些辅助的那些拐杖，所以他开始上学。
And, you know, we had programs that invite the family, and they would never come. And then, one year, at a Christmas program, where his daughter had just, she was going to graduate from high school, okay? So, the father, and if you live in Taiwan, you know what I'm talking about. They came in, they had gone up from an ox cart to a little cart, you know, like a golf cart kind of thing, only it's got a lot of diesel, so it helps pollute the atmosphere for people, you know? So that's how folks, you know? And you can hear it 10 miles away, you know? you know? I mean, if somebody's coming, you know, just throw out there to run today because it's so slow. And they are, and there they are.
我们经常会请这些孩子的父母来参观或者是参加party, 但是他的这个杨清宝这个孩子的父母很少，基本没来。 有一年的圣诞节的party的时候, 那一年杨清宝要毕业, 就是那天做了一个像那种 小的摩托，那种很响很慢的小摩托从远处来了。
So the children put on the Christmas story.
然后那些孩子们, 那时候我们向父母们, 能够做了一个圣诞节的故事。
And they filled it with, for God so loved the world that he sent his only son.
这里面讲到神爱世人, 他把他唯一的独生子, 降到世上。
And you know how these stories are. You have them here, right? The kids are putting on a program, and sometime you're looking, and they, you know, they drop the baby Jesus, and you know, everything happens, right? It's just the way it is, you know. And over there, of course, we actually have the live animals, you know. There, we raise the animals, and now they're inside the church building, you know. So they're eating the straw in the baby Jesus' manger, you know. And all of this is going on.
你们可以想象那些孩子们做的这个演的这个剧，可能会有各种各样的异常发生，可能是把那个树都掉在地上，而且是我们当时有很多的在教会里边也养了那些牲畜，所以说有没有很多的那些 straw 那些草在教会里边。
So you come to the end.
当这个剧演到后面的时候，
And her father stood up.
杨金宝的爸爸站了起来,
and he walked up, and you know, he farmer, he just looked at everybody, and he said this, which made me know that he thought a long time. He said, you know, he said, we worship God's name. But he never loved us. So today, I want to believe on Jesus because I need God who loves me.
这个结束的时候，杨金宝的这个女孩子的爸爸，因为他是个农民，他来了，站在台前。 跟大家讲，他说我的一生我都是在服侍敬拜马祖神，但是这个马祖神并不爱我，今天我要信耶稣基督和一个爱我的神。
If you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ,
今天你在座你还没有认识耶稣基督，
You need to find him today because he's a God that loves you.
寻找他，要知道这是一个爱你的神。
He'll show it if you come believe on him today.
今天你认识他。
Let's bow our heads.
我们低头祷告。
Dear Jesus Christ,
亲爱的耶稣，
our Lord and Savior,
主，我们救赎主。
We thank you that sometimes you come to us and we don't notice you, but you still come.
我们感谢你，有的时候你来到我们生命中，尽管我们没有意识到你在那里边，但是你在我们生命中。
And we thank you, Lord, that you speak the truth to us in love.
感谢主，你用你的爱和诚实和真向我们用真理向我们讲话。
And you do supernatural things in our lives.
你在我们生命中行奇迹。
And God, I pray the blessing of God now will be on these people.
主啊，我祷告，求你真是降福、降怜悯与在座的人。
May your peace and your love rest upon them this day.
愿你的平安，愿你的爱与他们同在。
In Jesus' name.
以耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.